Welcome back, everyone, to Paranormal or Reality, the podcast experience. Hope you guys have a great Thursday afternoon or Thursday evening in some parts. I wanted to give you guys a ghost story today. Special edition ghost story, Thursday night edition. So I hope you guys enjoy it. This episode was recently on the latest latest scary story video this past Saturday. So I wanted to share it with you guys. We call her the Lady in White. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. I don't know if you guys like my sound effects, but... So the story goes, guys, is really based off of my aunt's experience throughout her time. She was very... felt the energies of the paranormal. Oh, constantly she'll see stuff, feel stuff. In that nature. On this occasion, her husband had a trip to Santa Fe, New Mexico for business. They didn't have no kids at the time, so he decided to make a trip of it. So he invited his my aunt along the ride with him. They ended up traveling to New Mexico. And they make the move up there, not the move, but they make the drive up there. And they end up going to this Victorian mansion-like hotel room. And it's older, you could tell, like, this is based on her account. It was older style mansion that was a home to Spanish people that lived in that area during their time period, and eventually it became a hotel. And she was staying in one of the rooms, and so it was a 4-day event. So the first day, husband of course goes to, they get there Wednesday night, they're there. He goes to the convention or the event. She stays there. She walks around the hotel. She just, you know, really felt at peace while walking around this hotel room. And the thing that she always said that attracted her the most was this glass mirror that was at the top of the stairs. It was at gold trim. You could tell it was from, you know, the time period, 1700s or 18, I should say 1800s most likely. And, it was on the top stairs. So she says that as she's making this walk up there to get to her room, she just feels this energy coming from it. Like just energy. And she just ignores it. She, you know, doesn't think too much of it. So first night, she's sleeping and they hear a couple knocks. And she kind of gets woken up. Her husband was right next to her. And she was, you know, almost speechless, like, what just happened? And he, you know, kind of wakes up, goes, you know, to investigate, and, you know, there was nothing there. And they end up going to sleep, and that was pretty much their first night. Night number two, she's there, and the mood in that room, she claims, was different. It was a different feeling. It was more of a darker feeling. It was almost like someone didn't want you to be in that room when you're not supposed to be in that room. So throughout the night, she's sleeping, she says, and she feels like a cold breeze, almost like the AC turned on right above her. But the AC unit was on the side. There's no way that there was a cold breeze will come directly from the top to the bottom. There was no vents. And she was there. She feels this cold breeze, and she was just like, oh, what was that? And she wakes up and there's no one there, and it feels darker than it was when she fell asleep. Like this energy there. And she just kind of brushes it off and she ends up going to sleep. And then in the next day, which is now Saturday, she gets up. She's about to go to this day she was going to downtown. And husband didn't have the trip was pretty much over the convention, so it was just them two. So they make their way and they travel around, and They do little stuff here and there. And then at this point, they're just don't have a care in the world. They end up going back to the hotel, get ready for bed, and my aunt goes to sleep, and she wakes up, I want to say close to 1:32 in the morning. She wakes up. As she wakes up, she feels like a glow. She thought the light to the bathroom was on, and she feels this glow. And she gets up, and she's just like, she count, in the she was pretty much in a dead sleep, and this light just wakes her up, and she just feels, why is this light up and waking me up? And she kind of turns over and she sees this lady in white, in a white gown, and she's almost facing the closet, so her back's towards my aunt, and she's just standing there, and man, just almost in shock of what she's seeing, just doesn't say anything. She just observes. So the lady, standing there, turns to the left and just proceeds to walk towards the door. And my aunt was just couldn't believe what she was seeing. She was just shocked. And the lady continues to walk. She walks, she walks, she walks. And then she gets to the door. And right before she steps through the door, without opening the door, she just walks through the door. She turns back and looks at my aunt. And in the side, it gives me goosebumps just talking about it right now, guys. There's blood coming from the side of her head down below. And my aunt just freaks out. And she taps her husband, and they get up and they look around, and there's nothing there. So at this point, it's almost like she was bleeding from the side of the head. Like if someone hit her, she says, like, she doesn't know with what. She just got hit on the side of the head. So my aunt doesn't want to go to sleep. Now she's like petrified. And she just kind of just sits there. And they end up leaving at like 6 in the morning. And she just makes the trip back. So as she's in the vehicle going back to her house, she starts remembering the face. So she's getting flashbacks of this face. And the ironic part, guys, is she remembers that she saw that lady in a picture in the lobby. Ooh, that just gives you goosebumps just thinking about it. But yeah, she actually saw the lady beforehand. Yeah, guys. I tried to find out the name of the hotel. She just couldn't remember. But if you guys are ever in Santa Fe, try looking for this Victorian hotel. Maybe it's still there, maybe it's not. I don't know. This was back in the 90s, guys, that this experience happened to her. But yeah, that's our ghost story for today, guys. Thursday night edition. I hope you enjoyed it. If you guys are curious to see the video, how it was created on YouTube, I'll leave a link in the description. You guys could take a look at it. Anchor is doing something amazing, guys. They're allowing you guys to donate to help make the channel and the podcast better. So if you guys want to help out and do that, there's a link down below, or it enables you to do it on the actual Anchor application. So do it, guys. As we get more donations and stuff, we're going to be doing some special giveaways. So let me know if you have done it. I don't know if they give us a link or if they let us know who's the one that actually made the donation. Highly appreciate it, guys. All of you, embrace your experiences. I'll see you guys on the next one. Peace.